USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. More than 70 people are feared dead after a catastrophic series of tornadoes ripped through Kentucky and other states late Friday and early Saturday. Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear.
This has been the most devastating tornado event in our state's history. And for those that have seen it, what it's done here in Graves County and elsewhere, it is indescribable.
On Saturday afternoon, the White House approved Kentucky's state of emergency and ordered federal assistance to supplement state and local response efforts. The Biden administration is seeking to reassure Americans regarding rising inflation after the Labor Department's Consumer Price Index report showed prices rising at their fastest annual pace in nearly 40 years. This is USA Radio News.
So right now may be the perfect time for you to rethink how you pay for health care. And here's why. Not only is it time for open enrollment for a lot of people, it's also when you can join MediShare and save even more than usual. For the typical family, switching to MediShare saves about $500 a month, which is a game changer for a lot of people. And what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate when compared to health insurance. Double. It really is remarkable. There's more than 400,000 members now who have shared more than $4 billion in medical bills, so they can handle your bills too. And here's the thing. If you join before December 15th, they'll waive your new member fee. So that's another $170 you'll save. I'll give you the number here in a second, but call and you'll get a price within 2 minutes. And again, the deadline, December 15th. So call now and you'll save even more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Dr. Naomi Wolf on Steve Bannon's War Room. There's some kind of contract where governors have to deliver a certain percent of vaccinated in order to get something from pharma or in order to fulfill their contract. You can see this structure over and over. We have to reach 70% or 80% of vaccinated or you don't get your rights back. She said this is not how America works.
Our Constitution doesn't say when there's a bad disease, the Constitution is suspended. It just doesn't. So, you know, we've lived through smallpox, we've lived through HIV, we've lived through all of it with our Constitution intact because that is the law of the land. You don't get to just say the laws don't apply in a democracy. It's illegal, it's unlawful, and it's criminal.
The assistant director who handed Alec Baldwin a prop gun that killed a cinematographer on a New Mexico film set must make himself available for an interview with state workplace safety regulators, a judge has decided. This is USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
A Mars helicopter is waiting for Rover to help after losing communication.
NASA's Mars helicopter may have to wait a few days to overcome a blocked radio signal that's caused by hills between it and the Perseverance rover in Jezero Crater. Until then, the tiny helicopter will sit quietly charging its solar-powered batteries. The copter lost radio contact with the rover on Sunday when it descended into a landing behind a hill after flying about a tenth of a mile. After a 15-minute blackout, the rover managed to receive broken transmissions from Ingenuity, which indicated the tiny craft was okay. Perseverance, meantime, is scouting for its next rock sampling location. The primary mission of the rover is to search for signs of ancient life in the crater, which NASA believes was a lake billions of years ago. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
President Biden, during a Saturday press conference, called the impact of the severe storms and tornadoes that swept through multiple states in the Midwest and South Friday night into Saturday morning, killing at least 70 people and destroying livelihoods, a tragedy. Speaking from Wilmington, Delaware, he said, "I want folks in all these states to know we're going to get through this. We're going to get through this together, and the federal government is not going to walk away. This is one of those times when we aren't Democrats or Republicans. Sounds like hyperbole, but it's real. We're all Americans," Biden added. For USA Radio News, I'm Brad Bernards.